Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English. On today's program, you will hear stories from John Russell and Brian Lynn. Jill Robbins brings us another edition of Ask a Teacher. We end our program with another American story. This week, it is part 3 of A Princess of Mars. But first, here is John Russell.
Some of today's top action directors were first doubles for Brad Pitt, Keanu Reeves, and Hugh Jackman. A double is a person who looks like an actor and takes the actor's place in some scenes in a movie or TV show. The one who doubles during the filming of dangerous scenes or a stunt is called a stuntman. Increasingly, stuntmen and those who set up the stunts are becoming filmmakers themselves. They have years of experience doing complex shots and reducing safety risks for cast and crew members. They have also worked closely with movie stars. All of these experiences have given them a basis for directing films, especially action movies. Extraction, a Netflix film starring Chris Hemsworth, is the directorial debut of Sam Hargrave. Hargrave doubled for Chris Evans on Captain America and Hugh Jackman on Wolverine. He also set up stunts on films like Avengers Endgame and Hunger Games: Mockingjay. Hargrave is the latest in a line of stuntmen who have gone from stepping in for actors to directing them. Chad Stahelski and David Lynch are two other examples. Stahelski and Lynch are well-known stuntmen. They have been leading the field since 1997 with their action design company, 8711. Stahelski set up the fighting scenes in 300 and the stunts in The Expendables. Lynch was Brad Pitt's stunt double in Fight Club and doubled for Keanu Reeves in The Matrix. They started as filmmakers with the action-filled John Wick movies. Stahelski directed and Lynch produced the movies. Lynch himself also directed Atomic Blonde and Deadpool 2. Rick Romanois, the son of a stuntman, is another example. He was one of the founding members of Stunts Unlimited. Waugh did stunt work in many films in the 1990s, including The Last of the Mohicans, The Crow, and Lethal Weapon 2. He moved to directing in 2001's In the Shadows. He also directed last year's Angel Has Fallen. Nash Edgerton has worked for some time as a stuntman. He doubled for actor Ewan McGregor's Star Wars character, Obi-Wan Kenobi. He did stunt work in The Thin Red Line, Superman Returns, and Zero Dark Thirty. Edgerton also made short films, some with his brother, actor Joel Edgerton. In 2008, he directed his first feature film, The Square. His latest directing effort is the 2018 comedy Gringo with David Oyelowo and Charlize Theron. One of the earliest stuntmen who became directors is Hal Needham. He performed stunts on The French Connection and How the West Was Won. Needham then wrote the script for Smokey and the Bandit and persuaded actor Burt Reynolds, for whom he had doubled, to let him direct the movie. As a team, Needham and Reynolds went on to make Hooper, The Cannonball Run, and Stroker Ace. The stuntman-turned-director has been quoted as saying not to worry about dialogue. Let's wreck some cars. I'm John Russell.
Young female engineers in Afghanistan are using old car parts to develop ventilators to treat coronavirus patients. The girls, ages 14 to 17, are members of a prize-winning robotics team. They say they are on a life-saving mission. Samaya Faruqi is among them. If we even save one life with our device, we will be proud, she said. On most mornings, Faruqi's father drives the girls to a workspace outside the western Afghan city of Herat, where they live. The trip takes careful planning to avoid police roadblocks set up to enforce stay-at-home orders for people in Herat. There are a limited number of special permits to avoid the police stops, but Faruqi's father has not been able to get one. The girls say they have to work fast, so they are willing to take risks to travel outside the city. We are concerned about security driving out of the city, Faruqi said. But there is no other way, she said, adding, we have to try to save people's lives. The team's efforts would have been unthinkable in Afghanistan just a generation ago. Under Taliban rule in the late 1990s, girls were not permitted to even go to school. Faruqi's mother was forced to leave school in the third grade. After the United States invaded Afghanistan in 2001, girls were permitted to return to schools. The struggle to gain equal rights for females continues, and the young engineers push forward with their work. We are the new generation, Faruqi said. We fight and work for people, girl and boy, it does not matter anymore. Afghanistan is facing the coronavirus crisis with limited supplies of medical equipment. The country has just 400 ventilators for its population of more than 36 million. So far, the country has reported more than 1,000 cases of the virus and about 30 deaths. But experts say the number of cases are likely much higher since virus testing remains very limited in the country. More coronavirus cases have been reported in Herat province because it sits close to the border with Iran, which has experienced a severe spread. The local spread of the virus led Faruqi and her team to try to come up with a medical solution. At their workspace, the team has experimented with two different designs. One of them is based on plans developed by engineers at America's Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. Parts used to build the ventilators include the motor of a small car device, car batteries, and sets of oxygen pumps. A group of auto repair experts helps the team build the ventilator structure. Daniela Roos, a professor at MIT, welcomed the team's quick development efforts. "It will be excellent to see it tested and locally produced," she said. Afghan businesswoman Roya Mahboob founded the robotics team and raises money to empower girls in technology. She says she hopes Faruqi's group will finish building a working model by May or June. The model will then be tested by the country's health ministry, at first on animals, a government spokesman said. Somaya Faruqi says her team felt the need to seek a solution to help people at home. "Afghans should be helping Afghanistan in this pandemic," she said. "We should not wait for others." I'm Brian Lynn.
This week, we answer a question from Julio in Peru. He writes, "I would like to know the difference between buy and purchase, and when to use each of them." Julio, Lima, Peru. Dear Julio, thanks for asking about these words. As you know, buy and purchase can be used in similar sentences. They can both be used either as a noun or a verb. One difference between them is how formal they sound. Compare the following sentences. Put buy or purchase in the space. I would like to space a new home. She wants to space a hamburger. Like most English speakers, I would say purchase for the home and buy for the hamburger. You probably wonder, why does English have two words with exactly the same meaning? We can understand this better with a little history. English developed from the languages of Germanic tribes of Northern Europe. Words from that time are what we call Anglo-Saxon. In the year 1066, William the Conqueror and his forces began to take over England. William was from Normandy in France. For the next 300 years, everyone in English courts and in government spoke French. English was a language for everyday use. As a result, French had a great effect on the English language. About 10,000 French words were added to English. We still use many of them today. As you might suspect, English speakers use the French words for more formal situations and the Anglo-Saxon words for common ideas and things. One way you can tell the difference between the French words and the Anglo-Saxon words is their length, Anglo-Saxon words, like buy, are often short, while purchase and other French words are longer. Julio asked how to use buy and purchase. We usually use buy as a verb. For example, I will buy food for the party. It is not so common to see buy as a noun, but you do find it in cases like this. The police stopped a drug buy on the street. We often use the verb purchase for when legal documents are involved, such as in, the government purchased a new contract for 1,000 airplanes. And you should use purchase when you need a noun form, as in, you made a smart purchase when you bought gas before the price went up. In summary, try to use buy for simple actions and purchase for more formal exchanges of money for goods. And now I will ask you to do something. Please send your questions about English to us by email. learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher for this week. I'm Jill Robbins.
Another of the large airships exploded high. Members of the crew fell to the ground. The huge ship lost control and began turning again and again. Soon, it was close to the ground. The warriors climbed aboard the ship and began fighting the members of the crew who were still alive. Soon, the fighting stopped. The warriors began taking everything from the ship. At last, they brought a captive from deep within the ship. Two of the warriors had their captive by each arm. I wanted to see what new and strange form of life this creature would be. As they came near, I saw that it was a woman. She looked like a woman from Earth. She was young. Her skin was a light red, almost a copper color. I saw at once that she was extremely beautiful. She had a fine face with large dark eyes and long black hair. As her guards led her away, she saw me for a moment. She seemed very surprised. Her face looked hopeful, but when I made no attempt to speak to her, her face grew sad, and she looked very small and frightened. As I watched her disappear into a building, I realized that Sola was near me.
John Carter, that woman will be saved for the great games that are held by our people. The games are long and cruel and end in death for those captured in battle. Her death will be slow and painful. She will die for the enjoyment of all.
Sola's face seemed sad when she said this. I could tell by the way she spoke that she did not like the games and did not want to see the young woman die. She was very different from the rest of her people. Sola, do you not like the games?
No, John Carter. My mother died in the games. That is a secret you must not tell anyone. The wall where Tars Tarkas found you held eggs that produce our young. All the children belong to the tribe. A mother never knows which child is hers when they come out of the egg. My mother hid the egg that carried me. It was not placed within the walled area. She kept her secret until after I was born. But others discovered her secret, and she was condemned to die in the games. She hid me among other children before she was captured. If this secret were learned, I too would die in the games. Before she left me, my mother told me the name of my father. I alone keep that secret. It would mean death for him as well as me. My people are violent and cruel.
The next day I entered the great room where the green Martians held meetings. The red woman prisoner was there too. Soon, the leader of the green Martians came into the room. His name was Lorquas Tomel. He began speaking to the prisoner.
Who are you? And what is your name?
I am the Princess Deja Thoris, daughter of Mors Kajak, the ruler of Helium. Our airship was on a scientific flight. We were to study the air and atmosphere. Without our work, the air on our planet would grow thin and we would all die. Why would you attack us?
As she talked, a warrior ran to her and hit her in the face, knocking her to the ground. He placed a foot on her small body and began laughing. I reached for the small sword I carried and rushed to attack the huge warrior. He was a strong opponent. But again, because of the low gravity on Mars, my strength was far greater than his. In a few short minutes, the green warrior was dead. I helped the young woman to her feet.
Who are you? Why did you risk your life to help me? You look almost the same as my people, but you wear the weapons of a green warrior. Who or what are you?
My name is John Carter. I am from the planet Earth. How I got here is a long story. I attacked that warrior because where I come from, men do not attack women. I will offer you my protection as long as I can. However, I must tell you that I too am a captive.
Come, John Carter, and bring the Red Woman with you. Let us leave this room quickly before some warrior attempts to stop us.
The three of us quickly returned to the building where I had spent the last several days. Sola then left to prepare food. Wula sat in the corner and looked at the both of us. The young woman was afraid of poor, ugly Wula. I told her not to fear him. Wula is not only my guard, he is my friend. I have treated him with kindness that he has never known. As each day passes, he trusts me more. I now think he would follow any command I give. Sola has told me that all captives are held until they can die in the great games held by the Green Martians. Our only chance to survive is to escape, but we must have Sola's help for our plan to succeed.
Yes. If we stay with the Green Warriors, we will both die. If we are to escape, we will need several of the animals to ride. It will be our only chance.
I have several of the animals. They were given to me when I became a warrior. Sola came back later with food for the two of us. Deja Thoris and I asked for her help. The three of us talked long into the night. At last, Sola gave us her answer.
Your best chance for escape will be in the next 2 days. We will leave this city tomorrow and begin a long trip to the home of our tribe. I will help you escape, but I must come with you. I will be killed if you escape.
Sola, of course you must come with us. You are not cruel or violent, as many of your people are. Help us, and I can promise you a much better life. You will be treated with respect as an honored guest.
The next morning, we rode away from the city on our animals. More than 1,000 animals were carrying the huge tribe of green Martians. Also in the group were one American, one princess of the royal house of Helium, our guard Sola, and poor, ugly Wulla. Late that night, we left the camp. One animal carried me, another Sola and Princess Deja Thoris. Wulla followed close behind. We rode quickly through the Martian night. I looked into the sky and saw Earth across the great distance of space. Since I had met the Princess Deja Thoris, I had not thought once of Earth or home. I knew then that I would never willingly leave her. The next morning, I could see that we were being followed by several hundred of the green warriors. Our animals were very tired. I knew we must stop. I told Sola and the princess to take the stronger of the two animals and ride away. I will hold back the green warriors as long as I can. Wulla, go with them and guard them with your life.
We can't leave you alone. It would be certain death if you are captured again. You must come with us.
Sola took the princess by the arm and lifted her on top of the animal she had chosen. Quickly, she began riding away. For a moment, Wulla looked at me, then turned and ran after them. I took out my rifle from its case. I began firing to slow the green warriors. I was able to slow them for more than an hour, but then I had no more ammunition. Soon, I was surrounded. A green warrior got off his animal and came toward me. He pulled out his long, thin sword. I reached for mine. As we neared each other, I saw it was Tars Tarkas. He stopped and spoke to me very slowly.
You will die here today, John Carter. It is I who must kill you. Know that I will take no pleasure in your death.
That's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.